Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Now, I have been saying during the last hour that we had some interviews in this hour, and I have with me Melba Programs, which work out of Healesville. I've got two people with us this afternoon. We've got Margot Jones, who's a coordinator of the programs, and she's going to tell us all about the programs. And we also have Elaine Harris, who's a volunteer. First of all, welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
It's no good nodding your head. they can't hear. Margot, first of all, before we talk about the programs, how long have you been involved up there, and what made you get involved with Melba?
I've been working for Melba about 6 years, and before that I volunteered for 2 years. I've always been interested in people, so I volunteered, and I thought that would be an ideal opportunity for me to give back to the community.
Sounds...
So that's how I started, and then in time I just got a job there. So.
Can't do better than have the best job you can ever have is what you like in your pastime, isn't it? Have that as a job.
Yeah, I used to be a chef, so this is much more rewarding.
They told me there's a real shortage of chefs at the moment as well.
I wouldn't know.
And you don't want to know.
You're not interested anymore.
Elaine, what got you involved there, and how long have you been there?
I used to work in childcare, and I couldn't do that anymore because of just health reasons. And so I thought, oh, what can I do? And so I decided to do volunteering. I used to do it one-on-one, and then that didn't sort of work out for me. So then I went to a Christmas gathering and met a few of the ladies in the group, and they said, why don't you come along? So I went along and asked if I could join, and they said, yeah, that'd be great. So now I join in all the groups now, so I really love it. It's really rewarding.
So how long has Melba been running programs in Healesville, please?
Kath Holton started it off, I believe, and it's probably about 15 years ago now, the initial start, probably even longer. So right. I've been with them 8 years, and it was running for quite a while before I started, so...
So what was the reason for starting it? Is there a background to it, or it just came out of a need, or how did it all evolve?
Kath took it over from another program that was already in existence, and there was a need for lonely older people that needed, some companionship and, just a get-together.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I particularly talk about on this program on and on, probably to the point of getting people sick of it, but is social isolation. And particularly up in the Yarra Valley, there are a lot of retired people who have been very busy during their working life, and all of a sudden that comes to an end. And this is not typical, but I've heard this story many times. One of the partners dies. When they retire, they've got all these plans they're going to do. They're going to travel overseas. They're going to travel around Australia. And all of a sudden, one of the partners dies. And all of a sudden, particularly if they haven't always lived in the Yarra Valley, if they've moved up to retire in the Yarra Valley, and one of the partners dies, and all of a sudden all their plans are up the putty. And I think one of the biggest problems, and there's been papers written about it, that social isolation is going to be a real problem, even with all the technology we've got.
That's true, yeah. And it's not only if they pass away, sometimes they just get incapacitated or ill, and the other partner wants to do something, So it just gives them a good opportunity to just get away, have some free time away as well. From their partners.
And it's not only the free time away, it's to be able to engage with other people too, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yes.
And we are social animals, whether we like it or not. We like to be around people, even if we don't always acknowledge it. That's what we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, Margo.
We have a lot of fun.
Margo, start to tell us a bit about what the Melba programs, what they offer and what it's all about, plus.
Well, we are for people 65 and over. And we cater to all people in the Yarra Valley Shire. Where our office is based at the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre, which is in Badger Creek Road in Hillsville. We offer a very safe and secure location to do their activities. We're government funded, but there is a small charge for the activities and the outings. And we do mainly three different things. On Mondays, we have a social activity group, and we'll often go out for outings, or that would probably be about twice a month on the Monday. And on the other times, we're in room one at the Living and Learning Centre, and we'll do activities. We'll first of all have morning tea and then have a chat. And then we might do different activities. And then I'll give them a two-course meal. So I'm still chefing.
You thought you got away from it.
Like for 10 people, not 100. And they're not as fussy and demanding as restaurant patrons.
Fair enough.
She's a good cook.
Thank you. We go on a lot of different outings. We try to keep in the Yarra Valley to support our local businesses, but we have been, you know, we've been to Elwood Beach, we've been to Marysville, King Lake Hotel. Where else have we been, Elaine?
Oh, we went to didn't we go to the Botanic Gardens one time?
Oh, yeah, Botanic Gardens in the city.
Yeah.
So it's quite a social. It's quite a social group, isn't it?
Oh, very, very social. Yeah. So we go on a little minibus, travel in a little minibus, and we pick up clients as well. We pick them up, drop them off. Another group we run is on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 till 3:30, and that's at the Hillsville Senior Citizens Hall. And that's an afternoon tea group, but it's more like a lunch because I get over enthusiastic and cook too much.
So you cook for them today before you came to us?
It's great, you know. That's another beautiful group, and we just sit around and chat and giggle and do quizzes and. Yeah, basically just sit around and enjoy each other's company.
So that's mainly about entertainment, is it? That you just keep yourselves entertained for and what's it, like, say this afternoon at 1:30, say this afternoon at 1:30, so how long would you expect that to go?
It goes for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Till 3:30.
Yep.
And then we'll drive the clients home again. So it's usually just a Hillsville group. It's nice and close.
Yep.
But anyone's welcome, but we don't always provide the transport for that group because it's only 2 hours. So, and the other thing we do is, like Elaine was saying, about the one-on-one volunteer. So a volunteer will be matched with a client and visit them at their home.
All right. Look, I've got to take a break, and perhaps we'll get Elaine to when I come back to tell us about this volunteering and what you want them to do. I guess also, pardon me, and you could tell us this when we come back, is that with this COVID-19, there's probably been a real upswing in the people that need you, wouldn't there?
Yeah, most of our clients are very put out at the moment, very lonely, feel very isolated.
All right, look, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about that. Thanks very much.
Traveling in a I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. From Peter's Law and mentioned her. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Listening to the Voice of the Valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where it's 26 minutes past one and 17 degrees, with one would agree to go before we hit the top. And I have with me Melba programs today, both Margo and Elaine. Elaine, you're one of the volunteers, so tell us a bit about this one on One Volunteers, please.
Oh, that was going out to a client's house and just talking to them about their interests and keeping them company for a couple of hours just to socially interact with them and that. But I found it very I found it was very, very rewarding. But unfortunately my client got to the stage where I think he had to move in with his family and that. But then I got asked to join the groups, and so I went to the groups, and I much more enjoy being in groups. I find it very difficult to sort of do one-on-one, but because I've been sort of like quite a shy person and that, and so it was a little bit hard to sort of interact. But with the groups, they made me feel very welcome, and I got on with all the clients really well, and seems to be working out well.
So that's good. So when you're talking about going to the groups, you're talking about what Margo was. Are you, you know, the Monday and the Wednesday and those sorts of things?
Yes, I'll go to both groups. I help, I'll go and pick up the clients with Margo and Patrick, and we go and pick up the clients from their homes, take them back to where we're going, or we go out to a cafe for morning tea. So I help them in and out of the bus and help them into the building that we're going into, make sure that they're, you know, not going to fall over. And then when we get to where we're going, I help Margo prepare lunch or afternoon tea for the Wednesday group. And then we sit down and have our activities and have afternoon tea. And then I help Margo clean up and yeah, we take the clients back home again.
Oh, that's terrific. So,
yeah, it's really good.
Margo, let me just ask you a question. I mean, we're hopefully going to get out of this COVID. Well, we are gradually coming out of COVID-19. What difference did COVID-19 make to your programs?
Well, we couldn't run, we couldn't pick up any clients or have any personal contact, well, not personal contact, physical contact with the client. So what we did, we've been doing conference calls with the clients, which has been really, really good actually, because maybe like four of us would talk together on the phone. Oh. And that's been wonderful and kept them sort of, you know, connected.
Did you do Zoom as well as phone or just the phone?
No, we didn't do Zoom because a lot of them don't have the internet.
Yep.
So it was more just the phone calls. And we've also produced a newsletter each fortnight, which has games and activities and interesting stories and photos. And each of us, like Elaine or Jack, the other member of the team leader, we all put our photos up and what we've been doing, and yeah, just keep, you know, being communicating with them.
Margo, are you starting to get back to, well, you can't say normal because we don't know what normal is going to be yet. Are you start, like, we've been talking about the this afternoon, that, like, are there people here this afternoon, or have you not just started that back just yet?
No, we're under strict guidelines that we can't start back till 2021.
Oh, can't you?
No.
Oh, right.
So we just got to keep on going, you know, the way we're communicating with them now. And, yeah, look forward to next year.
Do you run something like a phone tree or something like that, or is it mainly just you're talking to, you know, talking about these normal things?
We just talk about normal things, yeah.
So do you ring out regularly to people? I mean, can people ask to want to be contacted once a week, once a fortnight or something like that, or is it just when new people ring out?
Well, they're welcome to call us any time on our days off.
Yep.
They're most welcome any time they need anything or want to chat. But usually, well, it's usually Wednesdays, the days that we do our conference calls. And we just walk them around. You know, sometimes I'll be talking in a group with a couple of people and then it will be another couple of people the next week. So we just try to vary it around because they all know each other. Even the both groups know each other. We often do things together, like a joint outing. So we try to keep them all connected.
Are the people that are in the two groups, are some of them in both groups, or do they just, do they overlap each other at all, or are they just?
We have one lady that didn't want to go out at all when I first met her, and now she's in both groups.
Fair enough.
She never misses a day unless she's on her deathbed almost.
Well, I mean, that's a terrific recommendation for the program, isn't it? If you've got some, why didn't you? I mean, we can talk about it because we're not going to mention her name really. Why didn't she go out? Was there a reason why she didn't want to go out?
Just confident, I suppose.
Yep.
Yeah, had an illness and which had affected her physically and mentally, and lost her confidence.
And that can happen. And what I was saying before too about the death of a partner, I know somebody that I've interviewed on another program, and she was always outgoing, and then she said that she had all these plans of, she and her husband, they retired, and she said after that she lost interest. She never even bothered to get dressed out of a nightie. She just stayed in a nightwear all day, and it was only after a while she thought, well, if I'm going to keep doing this, I'm going to die pretty quick, so I better kick myself into gear. But that can happen too, can't it, where the plans have fallen in a hole, and what am I going to do?
I think a lot of times too, you'll have a partnership and you'll be with that partner all the time, and then when they're gone, you just don't know who you are anymore, you know? And to join a group seems like such a daunting experience, but we're really friendly.
Well, that's good, because
we all get on really well. It's like a family.
Well, that's terrific, because, pardon me, if there's 10 or 12 in a group, you're one person walking into that group, and those other 12 people each know it, known each other for a while. It can be daunting, so it's really good that you, basically what you're saying, you go out of your way to make sure that they're looked after, you know, that they do feel friendly.
Do. I mean, a lot of that, anyway, don't we? You know, like, you can see they're comfortable. You can see in the beginning they start off very apprehensive and shy, and geez, sometimes you can't stop them after a while.
Well, that means they're enjoying themselves, though, doesn't it?
It does, and that's really rewarding. That's the most rewarding part.
So you were saying before that you go out on various outings of that. How often, say, in the good times, do you go out once a month, or how often would you go out?
Well, it actually depends where we go. If we go locally, like in Gillsville, we could go out 3 times a month.
All right.
But if we're going somewhere longer, you know, like further away, it might be twice or even, you know, a longer distance. It takes a lot more organisation and,
And how many can you take at a time? You said you've got a minibus. How many can you take at a time when you go out?
It's a 12-seater. So we can fit 9 clients and 3 staff.
All right. And on a... these two programs, particularly talking about the Monday and Wednesday, how many people would you normally get along to those programs?
The afternoon team, we have about 6.
Right.
And the other program, we've actually, unfortunately, a couple have passed away in the last year, like 3 have passed away. They're in their 90s.
Sure.
We've just got a few new members. So there's probably about 8.
So the good part is that people that are listening today, they're not going to rock up in the new year when they can and find 30 or 40 people there and try to get to know them at all, are they? They're going to come into sort of a nice, easy group to get to know.
They will, yes. It's only small at the moment because we were located in Warburton,
right,
but now we're relocating in Hillsville. It's our home base now. So, we're more catering for the Hillsville and closer surrounding suburbs.
Right.
Yeah.
When you say that at the moment you're not meeting, that you're going back next year, when next year do you think you'll be back operating?
They've told us January. So hopefully.
So, well, obviously it's not going to be early Jan, is it? Because everybody will be on holidays.
I'd say towards the end of January, probably, before the actual groups, you know, start back.
And well, I just heard on the news, and you probably heard it too, while we were waiting to come on at 1 o'clock, they're saying that the Premier's going to make some announcements on Sunday, and that's going to be the last lot of restrictions for coming off for some time. So obviously whatever we get Sunday is going to be what we're going to have to live with for a while.
Yes, we'll still be, you know, still be January. We still won't be back till next year.
Yeah, and you're
the last one to come back.
Well, yeah, and I guess in the other way,
safe.
Well, the other way too, like a lot of your clients would be in the very vulnerable age group too, wouldn't you?
That
you've got to be a bit careful about bringing them back too quick, or it could go. Now, obviously this is aimed at the over 65, but other than that, there's no real restrictions, is there, on the program? Anybody who's listening today who's over 65 can get involved?
They can. And for Aboriginal and Torres Strait people, it's 60, I believe.
Is it? Right.
As long as you don't have high needs.
Right. Right. Like,
yeah, because we're not nurses. We're...
And your bus wouldn't have
ordinary people.
and your bus wouldn't have wheelchair access, and that would it, or
The bus doesn't, no.
No, so really, you've got to be able to get yourself around with a reasonable amount, don't you?
We do have one client in a wheelchair,
right?
But his wife brings him to the afternoon tea group.
Yep.
So as long as you can get to the place. That's fine. Even at the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre, if you can get someone to drive you there and you don't need someone to assist you with toiletry or anything like that, well, you're welcome to come.
You're welcome. We'll also, as we get towards 2 o'clock, we'll give out all the details as to how people get hold of you, because it sounds like a great program, and people obviously need to start thinking about next year already. I mean, blimey, it's only about 3 weeks till Christmas, isn't it? I've just got to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you, and it's pushing me aside. See it stretch on forever, and I know I'm right. For the first time in my life, that's why I tell you, you'd better be home soon. Back the coats, the lies and deception, back to nothingness, like a week in the desert. And I know I'm right for the first time in my life. That's why I tell. Pain if we were to end it, but I could start again. You can't depend on it, and I know I'm right for the first time in my life. That's why I tell.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 16 minutes to two and we've hit the top 18 degrees. And I must mention that this time next Wednesday, between 12 and 1 on Community Connections, is our legal hour. We have our solicitors come along. So if you've got any questions you want answered, either give us a ring now on 59615991, 59615991. Greg's out there and he'll take the questions. If not, send your legal question info at yarravalleyfm.org.au. That's info at yarravalleyfm.org.au. We can't talk about particular cases, but we can talk about aspects of the law. And bear in mind, it's the second last time for the year, so be listening next Wednesday, straight after midday news. But we've got with us at the moment the Melba program from Healesville. We've got Margot and Elaine. Margot, Elaine is one of your volunteers and has been for a few years. Are you always looking for more volunteers, or how does that work? And if you are, what do you want them to do? Just as long as you've got two arms and two legs, or are you looking for particular people?
We do always need volunteers, but mainly for the one-on-one volunteers to visit people's homes, for the companionship side of it. We always need those people. We sometimes need other volunteers for us, but I'm sure as our program grows, we'll need a lot more volunteers.
Do they need any particular skills?
They will need help working with children's checks and a police check. They just need to be able-bodied. And
if they can't pass a working with children's test, you don't want them anyway, do you?
That is correct. They're just certain things that we have to make sure that our clients are safe and their families are safe.
And that's fair enough too. So we'll have to take a break in a minute or two, and then when we come back, so if people like to have their paper and pencil readily available, we'll give them the contact details, how they can find out more about the great programs that Melbourne offer. And I'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Into the world.
And that was, of course, one of our local singers, Brian Cadd. So he would have probably been on Go Show Reunion if there'd have been one this year, but unfortunately there's not. So we hope there'll be one next year. But anyway, we're talking to Melba Crograms. Margo, you want to talk about a session that's on our station. So tell us all about it, please.
I do. We also produce Older Voices radio program with Rob Reeves, which represents stories and opinions of our older citizens, reflecting on their lives and their early memories. Rob will record the sessions with the client. He usually goes into their home to do that. And he'll put it on a CD, and then it can be later played on the radio on your station.
It's on a Tuesday between 3 and 4 p.m.
Oh, thank you. Thought it was a Monday. But
no, it's moved. Things don't do alter from time to time.
And it's such a wonderful thing because they preserve their stories and they've got them for future generations to listen to. And a lot of the clients will give them to their families as presents. And so...
I must apologise. You are right. I looked at the wrong day. It is Monday between three and four. Sorry about that. That was my fault. All right. Sorry. Sorry. So it's on a Monday between 3 and 4. Older Voices. We'll take one more quick break, and we'll be back with and we'll give you all how to contact the Melba program. You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. where the time is 3 minutes to two and 18 degrees, and the afternoon's gone very quick, as I always say. And again, just one quick reminder that next Wednesday between 12 and 1 will be our legal hour. It's a great way to get a bit of free legal advice and to find out what's going on in the legal world, and we'll have them here between 12 and 1. So any legal questions, info@yarravalleyfm.org.au, and I'll pose the questions to them. But anyway, we're talking the Melba program. We're talking to Margot and Elaine. Margot's a coordinator of the program, and Elaine's one of the volunteers. Margot, you've got us excited. We want to do something about this. We don't want to volunteer. We want to come along. Can you give us some how we're going to get hold of people, please?
You can ring Jack on 0437 143 187. That's Jack on 0437 143 187. Or you can call myself on 0437 563 890. 0437 563 890. Or we have a website, which is UnitingVicTAS. That's Uniting, V-I-C-T-A-S.
And that's all one word, Victor.
It is one word.
Yep.
.org.au.
Yep. And do you have an email address?
I have a work email address.
Yep.
Which is margo.jones@vt.com. I'm
going to
do that in my head.
.org. All right. So, anyway, if they go up onto unitingvictas.org.au, that'll have the contact details anyway, wouldn't it?
Yes. Or you can ring us on either of those two numbers.
Fantastic. Look, ladies, unfortunately, I've got to go. The hour's gone. We're coming right up to 2 o'clock news. So thank you for coming along. I hope that you have a great Christmas and New Year. And I hope everything goes right for you to be back on site next year. And we'd love to talk to you when we get when everything get back together. Put your teeth in. When everything get back, back together.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies. Thank Bye. You.
Bye.